The Second Oldest Profession, A World History of Espionage, Part 1, Lecture 2. Espionage Among the Ancients.
For the first 2,000 years of our story, almost all espionage was battlefield intelligence, about learning the disposition of enemy forces, about the lay of the land, about special weapons, etc. Scouts were sent ahead to determine the disposition of enemy forces, their number, their armaments. Locals were recruited to supply details about the direction in which the enemy was moving. Books, guides, maps, etc. were considered vital intelligence for invading forces operating on foreign territories with virtually no knowledge of local conditions, languages, terrain, or special factors like wild animals and impassable jungles. The oldest known reference to the use of spies appears in the Old Testament of the Judeo-Christian Bible. This is the story of Rahab, a harlot in the town of Jericho, a Canaanite by race. According to the story, which appears in the book of Joshua, God had ordered the commander of the Israelite armies to slaughter every living thing in the towns they captured. Literally every man, every woman, every child, and even their animals and livestock. Presumably as a result of their sins, their dissolute and diseased condition. God had ordered the Israelites to burn Canaanite cities to the ground, to murder all Canaanites, and in this way to cleanse the region by fire. According to the book of Joshua chapter 2, when the Jewish armies were encamped at Shittim in the Arabah, or now known as the Jordan Valley opposite Jericho, ready to cross the river, the Israelite commander Joshua, as he was making final preparations to lay siege to the city, sent out two spies to reconnoiter the military strength of Jericho. The spies hid in Rechab's house, which was built into the Jericho city wall. It was harvest time, so that when soldiers of the city guard came to look for them, Rechab hid the two Jewish spies under bundles of flax on the roof of her home. Alerted from their own sources of suspicious activity, the Canaanite soldiers demanded that Rechab bring out the enemy spies. But Rechab refused, and in strict adherence to local customs, the Canaanite soldiers were not allowed to enter any woman's house without first getting her permission. The Israelite spies were in this way saved. According to the book of Joshua, chapter 2, Rechab told the spies the following: I know that the Lord has given this land to you, and that a great fear of you has fallen on us, so that all who live in this country are melting in fear because of you. We have heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when you came out of Egypt, and what you did to Sihon and Og, the two kings of the Amorites east of the Jordan, whom you completely destroyed. When we heard of it, our hearts melted, and everyone's courage failed because of you, for the Lord your God is God in heaven, above and on the earth below. Now then, please swear to me by the Lord that you will show kindness to my family, because I have shown kindness to you. Give me a sure sign that you will spare the lives of my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, and all who belong to them, and that you will save us from death. Having escaped with their lives, the two spies promised to spare Rechab and her family should Israelite armies succeed in taking Jericho. In order not to be murdered in the massacre, which was to follow, the spies instructed Rechab to mark her house by hanging a red cord out of the window. Remember that in siege warfare up to the 19th century, a city that fell after a prolonged siege was commonly subjected to a massacre. Rape and pillage were the norm. Children of your enemy were transformed into slaves, their wives and daughters taken as concubines. when the city of Jericho did indeed fall to the Israelite armies, Joshua, according to chapter 6 in the book of Joshua, honored his spy's promise, Rechab and her whole family were preserved, and they were allowed to live among the Jewish people.